So on this International Women's Day, UN's focus is on women in leadership positions. When we talk about women in parliament across the world, what's the current representation of women and how would you describe the current situation?
There has been progress, that's for sure, in terms of women's participation in parliaments. Worldwide, we can see advancement, especially since the adoption of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. The world's proportion of women in parliament has increased from 11.3% in 1995 to 25.5% today. There has been an increase also in Asia, where the proportion of women in parliament stood at 13.2% in 1995 and stands today at 20.4%. So of course, we can see progress, and progress is welcome. However, when we look at the ultimate objective, which is to have equality in representation among men and women everywhere, we are far, far away from reaching this gender parity in representation in parliament.
If we talk about South Asia, we've seen a number of women PMs and presidents in India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Sri Lanka. Yet the ratio of women in top leadership positions remains very, very low. What is the reason, according to you, for such low representation of women in politics across the region?
Well, women face many challenges to be both elected or appointed into leadership positions. We know from our end, our data at the IPU shows that when it comes to women speakers of parliament, so women leaders of parliamentary institutions, globally, they are only 20.8%. So you see that the problem is a global one and not only a regional one. In Asia, the proportion of women who preside over a parliamentary chamber is at 15.9%. And there are women speakers in Bangladesh, Indonesia, Japan, Laos People's Republic, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, or Vietnam. Women are, face a multitude of barriers and challenges in taking leadership positions at the level of the state, at the level of the government, at the level of the parliament. Although there are some, indications that, women's leadership comes with some very much needed changes and novelties on the political agenda. And we're seeing very strong women leaders showing great impact through their leadership, including in this COVID-19 pandemic. Still, women are far, far away from having equal access to leadership positions. There is a lack of political will to have women lead. There are also challenges related to perceptions and stereotypes against women. There are also challenges related to discriminations in the law, in opportunities, and a big challenge that we are seeing more and more, documenting as well, more and more. It is the challenge that women face in politics, and that is the sexism, harassment, and violence against women in the political sphere.
When you're talking about challenges, with the coming up of social media now, how has the scenario changed in recent years? And are women facing harassment on the social media platforms now? And is that a reason for more and more women that they're not able to survive in public roles more and more?
Yes, absolutely. Attacks against women on social media are rampant. Such attacks also target young women at the start of their aspirations, be it as advocates or as political aspirants. This phenomenon has a great impact. It prevents women from pursuing a political career. It prevents them from engaging in a political career. And the situation is pretty dangerous for democracy, and this is everywhere. Violence against women in politics exists outside of the social media or outside of the online world, let's say. It is there in different forms. Psychological violence is very high, but also intimidation, threat, and sexual violence, as well as physical violence. And all these types or forms of violence are also present on social media in one form or the other. But they all aim at one objective, which is to silence women and to hinder or limit or completely eliminate their participation in the political arena.
Why do you think it's important for women to take on political roles more and more? Where are the gaps, and how can we achieve more gender parity in positions of power?
Women's political participation is extremely important in terms of democracy, first and foremost. For the Interparliamentary Union and the stance since 1997, as the Interparliamentary Union adopted the Universal Declaration on Democracy, which stated that there can be no democracy without a genuine partnership between men and women in the conduct of political affairs. Women's participation is also extremely important for efficiency. It's very clear that policies and legislation and the political debate and any decisions that can be taken at the political level would miss the perspectives of half of the population, right? Most often women form at least 50% or about 50% of the population anywhere. So when you have decisions that impact the lives of everyone, including these 50% women, taken without the meaningful participation, contribution, leadership of women, there is inevitably a gap. Women come into politics with talents, experiences, life experiences, professional experiences that are different of the experiences that men bring in politics and in our political institutions.
So can you give us some examples of good practices across the world that can be role models for other nations?
We've seen in many parts of the world not only gender electoral quotas being adopted with a target of a minimum of 30% of women in parliament, for example, but what we've seen also, interestingly, is a shift in many countries in recent years towards enhancing these measures, evolve towards targets that place the cursor on parity, on, you know, 50-50. And you can see today that the two regions of the world that have reached regionally the proportion of 30% women in parliaments are precisely Latin America and Europe. So progress can be achieved, and such experiences show that it is possible to achieve such progress. Most recently, even in regions where women's participation faces quite a lot of challenges, such as the Middle East and North African region, where we've seen some countries like the United Arab Emirates adopting measures to have a parliament made of 50% men and 50% women. So it is possible. It definitely takes political will to place the objective of equality in political participation high on the agenda. Combat against sexism, harassment, and violence against women in parliament and in politics is also extremely important, and it is definitely a priority.
How is IPU working towards ensuring more participation of women in politics to bridge the gender gap in positions of power?
IPU is a very strong promoter of gender parity in parliaments. Our work with the world parliaments aims at building the political will by showing the importance of women's political participation. Our work is also the one of an observatory of progress in women's participation. So we collect information and data, and we make this information and data available to support policy making in the area of increasing women's participation, in particular in parliament, but more broadly in politics. We also have programs that support legal drafting for women's participation, including, for example, legal drafting to reform electoral legislation. We are also very active as the World's Organization of Parliaments, with parliaments where women's political participation is facing challenges. We raise awareness, we encourage and facilitate peer-to-peer exchanges of good practices and solutions to enhance women's political participation. We also support parliaments in their efforts to legislate for gender equality and to be more gender-sensitive institutions and hence more gender-responsive.